This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. In a day and age where improving IT efficiency is critical, business owners look for ways to lower their IT costs. Tuangru is one company with the core belief that everyone everywhere should have equal access to innovative hardware and software that significantly lowers IT costs while increasing efficiency. Recently, Tuangru acquired a leading DCIM software company. Mr. Jad Jabara, president and CEO, is here today to tell us more about what the acquisition means to the future of the company. Mr. Jabara, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me. And a pleasure to be here as well.
You're most welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours. So for starters, tell us about Tuangru. When was the company founded, and what products and solutions do you provide in the marketplace?
Well, Tuangru got founded in 2012, really out of our experience in the hosting industry after a successful exit from a $650 million transaction. We identified the need, as you mentioned, in terms of accessibility to technology in the right cost model and the right purchasing model and availability to everybody, small and big companies. So we became a B2B vertical marketplace focused on data center technology with integrated applications such as data center infrastructure management and analytics. And our mission really is to make data center technology procurement informed and accessible and easy.
And if you would, who are some of your customers, and can you cite a case study example of someone using your profit for IT efficiency?
Absolutely. Our customers' initial focus was on companies between $10 to $100 million in terms of top line. And we soon graduated from that category and attracted a lot of big enterprise, including multi-billion dollar EDA companies and successful Bay Area companies. Some of the names I'm at liberty to mention are companies like Hosting.com, which is a compliance-based hosting, Total Service Solutions, which is one of the growing hosting companies focused on gaming and complex solutions, Alchemy Communication, CloudTrek, and among Canadian companies, Gossamer Threads and Hash Communications. We have a lot of customers, and you can go to our websites, refer to a lot of testimonials there, but it is one of the things that we're really proud of and really fueled our growth.
Mr. Jabara, what are some of the important features that competitors may not have? In other words, your lead differentiator here?
Well, we have several ones, primarily the intellectual property. So we started the company and looked at what can differentiate us and how can we change the game. So we invested heavily in building our complex expert system in terms of configuration management, and enables us to eliminate the need for system engineers and a lot of manual work, ability to customize and configure and build, from solutions to rack design to complex configurations and all that, and ability to streamline that on a global level, ability to support multi-company, multi-currency transactions. So really the whole experience around the procurement side, streamlining that and making it easy and efficient with the right intelligence and the back end from an IP in terms of managing complex systems. The other aspect of the intellectual property is around the data center information management, which is our recent acquisition. really it has a lot of functions and features that are differentiating against, you know, the competitors, and the analytical suite that we're going to be launching soon in the coming months. And one of the key and last but not least differentiator is the strength of the team and the bench, you know, the industry experience around the technology and the financial aspect, as well as the subject matter expert in the DSIM area. You know, the team that we took over from, No Limit Software and the RAMP product is a phenomenal team, has been in the industry for years, for more than 10 years in most of the developers, and we're really lucky to have them.
As mentioned earlier, recently you acquired a leading DCIM software company called No Limit Software. What attracted you to this company that you felt was beneficial from a company standpoint?
Well, that was the first acquisition, and we were it was a fortuitous and opportunistic acquisition, to be honest. And what attracted us to that, it's the excellent fit with our vision. You know, what we are is a B2B vertical marketplace focused on data center technologies with integrated SaaS applications. And to really enable the accessibility to technology, enable informed decision making, and making it easy. The DSIM product enables us to have the informed decisions and enable our customers to make those decisions on multiple aspects, the financial, the operational, the infrastructure, and the technology. And acquiring this phenomenal team and phenomenal asset enables us to accelerate the product development and rollout. So that's the primary reason for the acquisition of the product.
Today we are joined by Mr. Jad Jabara, President and CEO of Tuangru, a leading marketplace platform for buying and selling data center technologies combined with integrated SaaS applications like DCIM to deliver greater cost control, visibility, and management to data center operators here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond within hours. You'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. DesignCrowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on DesignCrowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on DesignCrowd. Now, continuing on, Mr. Jabara, is this your first acquisition here?
This was our first acquisition. And quite honestly, we didn't expect ourselves to acquire any companies, you know, in the next 2 to 3 years. And this was a fortuitous and an opportunistic acquisition.
And what does the acquisition mean from a business standpoint? And will the employees of No Limit still retain their jobs? Or what does this mean from a growth standpoint? I know that's a loaded question. Love to hear your input on that.
Absolutely. Well, we'll start with the key part of the question. Would the employees retain their jobs? Absolutely. You know, we are really lucky to have the team and the depth of experience that the team brings to the Tuangru family. And we're planning to expand the team as well. The significant investment planned in the San Luis office and the Midwest office to increase the depth and the capabilities of that team. In terms of what does it mean for us from a business standpoint, it's an excellent fit again for our vision. The product fits to enable us, enable the informed decision making and accelerate the product development and rollout. From a growth perspective, our plan is to democratize data center information management and analytics, and we are planning to or attempt to disrupt the existing pricing model that is held by the incumbents and really making the technology accessible and easy in the hands of everybody who needs it.
Also, where do you see the company 1 year from now? You've experienced a lot of late with developments, exciting things going on, also along with this acquisition that we've been discussing. Where does the company see itself 1 year from now?
Well, we see ourselves probably tripling the team, probably between 60 to 80 employees, and expanding the marketplace geographically. Currently, we operate in the US, Canada, and Europe, and we're looking at Asia and Australia and Latin America as areas of expansion, and in turn discussions with various partners around how to enable that growth. We see ourselves moving more in the analytics and the software area and attracting a lot of the ODMs and a lot of the manufacturers into the marketplace to enhance and increase the accessibility to technology at the right point and for the right reasons.
Shifting gears a little here, as an entrepreneur, what are the three pieces of advice you could provide to other entrepreneurs listening in that led to the success of your company?
The first one, I would say, be very selective with your team. Surround yourself with the right people, the right attitude, and the right aptitude, and that is very key. You are going to go into ups and downs in the company, and the strength and the depth of the team makes a huge difference. Keep your eye on the financial aspects and the financial and the other metrics that you measure the company. A lot of startups I noticed and from my humble experience fail because they think growth, with no regard for the financial aspects of the business, and you know that ended up catching them in a bad place and putting them in a bad spot, and that has negative ramifications on the business. Third one, you know, starting a company is not for the faint hearts. So you know, never give up. Remember that you will have ups and downs, and it's the fortitude and the belief that you're going to be successful. And last but not least, which this is a framework that we adopted, is around the lean startup mentality. Don't believe that you're going to have all the answers and build everything and everybody will adopt it in and come. You know, start with humble beginnings, start with a minimum viable product, test assumptions with customers, be ready to hear feedback and be able to adjust and pivot, because that is very key for the survival of the company. The manner we started the business in 2012 and where we thought the business will be is completely different from how it looks today and where we're heading today. So these, you know, probably these are the four lessons that come to mind for young entrepreneurs looking at starting a company.
Certainly some valuable advice shared here, I might add. Thanks for that. Now, on the other side of the coin, any learning lessons or things you would do differently?
Be humble and be flexible. I mentioned this, on the last question is, you know, you don't have all the right answers. And recognize that from day one. Be ready to listen to advice, internal and external, and proceed that in that manner.
Well, Mr. Jabara, it certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for the insight and advice, and also getting us up to speed on Tuangru, and we really appreciate that. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how can they be in touch in regards to Tuangru?
Absolutely. You know, if you go to our website, www.tuangru.com, TUANGRU.com, you have a lot of information about there, and you can contact us from that website easily.
Once again, Mr. Jabara, we certainly appreciate your time and for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly wish you and the company continued success.
Eric, thank you so much. The pleasure is all mine, and thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours. We have been speaking with Mr. Jad Jabara, President and CEO of Tuangru, a leading marketplace platform for buying and selling data center technologies combined with integrated SaaS applications like DCIM to deliver greater cost control, visibility, and management to data center operators. And for more information and for contact, simply visit Tuangru.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.